Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay focused, Dusty.
That's right. That's Mitch Holtis, which is brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers, and also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, welcome to the show, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, the mule, and the artist formerly known as Bulldog.
That's right, exactly.
Stay focused. Dusty, a tryptophan-induced focus drift I could see by Thursday night, and you got to get ready for a Friday 2 o'clock game. Bulldog, yeah. Bob, do we like Likens Lick?
I don't know. What do you think? I'm gonna respect your decision on this one.
The jury's out.
Yeah.
No. I love it, though. I love it.
All right.
Likens licking. Just from the standpoint of it's old school, you know, hey, we licked him. We licked 10 out of 11 teams already this year.
That's right. So. You know, Mitch, it brings me to a question that I had for you last week. It didn't really fit last week. It should have, but I need to bring it up this week, and I'm apologizing to Dusty ahead of time because I know where this is going to go, Mitch. Okay, it's you and I. We're talking about nonsense here for a second. Was Carolina the team we started the coach in the bar with?
Oh, yeah.
Who was the coach?
Yep. Dave Canales.
Canales wasn't the first original Pooches member.
It was Dom Capers.
Was it Dom Capers?
I think it was Dom Capers. Dusty can look it up.
There was somebody else.
The first Carolina Panthers coach?
No. The first one who went to Pooches with us. Remember we did the old coach in the bar?
Whoa. I'm blanking out now.
I am too.
Yeah.
And I spent way too much time.
There's been so dang many coaches and Pooches, I just lose track.
Right.
So
I want to say we started that with Carolina. There was some like 80-year-old coach that was like an offensive line coach or something. Like, oh my God, this guy.
I'll think of it probably.
Well, there's,
we get off
there's
the air,
Capers. Yeah. There's John Fox. There's Perry.
It wasn't a head coach. It was an offensive line guy that was guy. I don't remember who it was, but like, God,
he's got like 40, he's been 42 places.
Yes. And, yes.
Yeah.
And probably his third
Joe
trip.
Cullen type.
Yeah. Right. Probably his third trip through Carolina at that point of his career, you know? So, speaking of, changing and moving, we got a new kicker this week again, because our backup kicker gets hurt lifting weights or whatever it was. And now we got Matthew Wright, who's been here three other times. So, like, how concerned are you?
Well, kind of trying to figure it out. Is coach speaking to the media today?
I think 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he'll probably clear some of this up and clean it up. But yeah, I mean, for sure. Now, you talk about there's some guys whose LinkedIn page like eats up all of the storage in your phone. And I love Spags and Maria. I love them. Happy Thanksgiving to those two. But look at Spags' resume or Joe Cullen's, and that's kind of what we're talking about. But this is Matthew Wright. Matthew Wright has been with 8 different teams. He's been with the Steelers 4 different times. This is his 3rd different stint with us. Now, he's 43 out of 50 on field goals. Mm-hmm. Remember, he kicked a 59-yarder when he was here in 2022 when Butker had the injury that he suffered in Arizona in week 1. And Matthew Wright kicked a 59-yard field goal, ironically, against the Raiders. And it was just weird. We were leaving the stadium going, is that guy going to have our team record? It's not going to be Stenerud or Lowry or Stoyanovich or Butker. It's going to be – well, Buck took care of that like 3 weeks later when he did come back.
That's right.
He kicked the 62 – remember?
Yes.
62-yarder against Buffalo. I was like, okay, we can rest about that one. But now he's back. Matthew Wright is back. I've not figured out – why he hasn't stuck anywhere, because he just keeps, it's the old WKRP, old show, moving up and down the dial, like town to town, up and down the dial. So that's what we got. Am I concerned? Well, he's kicked a lot of games, but man, he's an aerospace engineer. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
So,
but yeah, that's what we got. 3rd kicker.
If we need another kicker, can we get Hunter Dickinson? Do you think he would be available?
Okay.
Oh, well, he might. Is he a straight-on kicker?
Yeah, he kind of got a little angle on the thing there, but he gave him a good contact to the head, so I don't know if he's available. So.
Well, I can see him being old-school Lou Groza, left-footed, you know, like no helmet, just that Dickinson head. And then, but Ariza would be screwed up because he'd have to go to the other side.
Yes.
You know, now you got to snap or hold for a left-footed kicker. I don't know. We'll see. We'll leave that open.
The good news is, though, we're supposed to get back our guy Harrison Butker after the Charger game.
That's what it looks like. Because I was just reaffirming with everybody thinking, is that so? That's what it looks like. Now, you can't put that down and print it or put it where it's not erasable, because you just don't know with the rehab and how Butt's doing. And that's where we get on Rick Burkholder and his staff. Man, have they been taxed this year? But I think all good intentions, it would be the week after the Chargers, which would be Cleveland, going to Cleveland. But you got to get ready for this game, and you got to get ready for the Charger game with Matthew Wright.
Mitch, to add to the the Harrison Butker talk, I do believe it was Mooney that set the all-time record in the Super Bowl for longest field goal ever kicked, and then hold my beer, Harrison Butker came in right after that and then set the record for longest field goal kicked in a Super Bowl. I think that is a true stat.
It is true, and it's kind of funny because it's like Jake Moody just set the all-time Super Bowl record.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Harrison Butker has the all-time Super Bowl record.
Yeah.
This is in the 58th Super Bowl. So, yeah, that was a funny moment. But that was very similar. Remember, Matthew Wright kicks a 59-yarder against the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, wow, this is weird. The fill-in guy is going to have the all-time record. And then Butt said, nah, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, because didn't he do it in it was like the longest field goal kicked at Arrowhead. And then Butker came in and said, actually, we're going to change that. But something that could change, Mitch, and could keep this team really rolling is Pop joining this team if he plays on Sunday, or I guess Friday, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and again, that's trying to be determined as we speak. He practiced yesterday, and so, but we'll see. Is he up to run and up to speed? And you got to protect Pop against himself. You know, the dude only goes 2,000 miles an hour. And so you've got to figure out pitch count. And Kareem Hunt has done such a good job, and so has Samaje Perine, that, Dusty, that could be a really good three-headed monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're telling Pop you don't have to tote the mail here 45 times, this is all going to work, and everybody's got their own skill set. What Pacheco does bring to the table is the ability to get, no pun intended, a pop play. Go back to his Jets game when he had the 48-yard run. And the other thing that's encouraging to me is the way the running backs are now being used as weapons in the passing game. That's what Perine and Kareem, to some extent, have brought to help Patrick Mahomes, whether it's a check down throw or a design throw, these running backs are getting 15 plus, 20 plus passing plays. And honestly, that's the next step for Pacheco, is to be in that realm. But if you got three fresh running backs, all that can do the work and make 20 plus plays potentially or 15 plus plays, that'll be a real weapon going forward.
Mitch Holt is with us here on 96.5 The Fan, and we came across a list yesterday of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Looking.
Well, again, this week's list.
This week's list of nonsense, and they had Patrick Mahomes like 11th on the list behind Jaden Daniels, sure, who just lost his third in a row. Mahomes has never lost three in a row as a starting quarterback in this league. What's the deal with the haters of Mahomes this year, man? It feels like people are just tired of it, and they continue to try to tell you somebody else is better or somebody else is going to take the mantle from Patrick Mahomes, and people are ignoring some stuff that they should probably be paying attention to with this guy.
It honestly feels like Tiger Woods in his heyday, like the late 90s, early 2000s, where there's no middle ground. People couldn't wait for him to play on Sunday and wear the red shirt, and everybody would watch golf, and people that didn't watch golf watch golf. But then there was the other side that just couldn't stand him, couldn't wait for him to lose, couldn't wait for him. And one little sliver of a hiccup became, oh, my God, look at he's terrible. Muhammad Ali, I think, the same way. So when you get a great single player like Patrick and what he has done, there's no middle ground. And Pat has as many admirers, way more than haters, but the haters come out. But one thing you don't hear, Bob and Dusty, so Mahomes in the first quarter has not been Mahomesian, but in the fourth quarter, he has been. His quarterback rating in the fourth quarter is 108.4 with five touchdowns and one pick. And the one pick was the desperation throw against Buffalo. So that almost doesn't count. I mean, you're talking he's still top five or top six quarterback in the league in the fourth quarter when it counts the most. And you were talking about him never losing three in a row. You know, and I popped the stat out, I believe, at the end of the game against Carolina on Sunday. Patrick Mahomes is 84-23 as a starting quarterback, regular season, 15-3 playoffs. But let's just, this stat is regular season, 84-23. That means Pat has lost 23 times. Patrick Mahomes' record after a loss is 19-4. It is the best record of any quarterback in National Football League history after a loss. It's not Tom Brady. It's not Troy Aikman. It's not Sid Luckman. It's not, I don't know, Bobby Lane. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's 19-4 after a loss. Not only, Bob, does he hasn't lost three in a row, he's rarely lost two in a row, four times.
That's unbelievable.
In a career that has spanned seven-plus years. So you don't hear this stuff. But when it matters the most, Patrick makes those plays like he made on Sunday on his 33-yard run.
Mm-hmm.
But those discussions seem to kind of drift away because, he's not throwing for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
Why does it feel at times we're talking about a 6-5 team instead of a 10-1 football team? You know, like in the NFL anymore, Mitch, like, and I know you and I are a lot older school, you know, than you know, most people anymore, but I remember when, like, a win in the NFL was good, and now we're breaking down wins and saying, well, it's not good enough.
I think it's the influence of fantasy football and gambling. More people gamble on the National Football League, and most listening to us are in some sort of fantasy league, which is fine. That's cool, but you've got to keep it in the realm of fantasy, and I'm mad that the Chiefs didn't cover and win my bet, or they didn't. So they're not winning by enough. I think that has led to the angst of people of looking at this team, and instead of admiring them for figuring out ways to win. Here's another stat for you. This is another eye popper. The Chiefs have won 13 straight, their 13 straight one possession games. If they've been involved in a one possession game, they've won 13 straight. If they win their next one possession margin, the 14th straight will be an all-time National Football League record. All-time. We're going back, way back to the Decatur Staleys again. So, is that a weakness? Is that lucky? Or is that an amazing strength? And they've done it three different phases.
That's incredible.
So,
man.
Again, it's this realm of perception. But to me, it's incredible that they could have that. And then, Eight of their 10 wins, here's another one for you. Eight of their 10 wins, of course, have been by one possession. They're 10-1. 80% of the wins by one possession. Now, follow me here. By a defending Super Bowl champion, the 80% of wins by one possession by a defending Super Bowl champion is the best in National Football League history. Right behind them, the 1991 Giants, who had 75% of their wins as one possession wins,
yeah,
and the 2013 Ravens, 75%, same deal. Did we look at the Ravens in 2013 and go, oh, I think they're so much weaker? I know they won the Super Bowl last year, but look, they're not very good. I mean, it's just the perception battle is real.
Mitch, I'll get you out of here. This one, which is something I think that the Chiefs fans and you and I and Bob and Nathan can all be thankful for, which is Mahomes and Kelce. And I want to ask you this question. Next touchdown throw Mahomes throws, he will pass Lynn Dawson all time. Next touchdown Travis Kelce catches, he'll pass Tony Gonzalez all time. Who gets that football if they throw the first touchdown of the play to Travis Kelce?
I don't want to be myopic here, Mule, but I'm also trying to figure out what that call is going to sound like.
Okay.
See, if that's a Mahomes to Kelce touchdown, you've got two major team records going down in the same play.
Yeah.
With two iconic people holding that mantle right now in Lynn Dawson and Tony Gonzalez.
Well,
it will be the most monumental if it's not deciding the game, then it'll be the most monumental, like regular kind of touchdown in franchise history. But who gets the game ball? Let's Solomon split it in half.
There you go.
Saw that baby in half. Have Tom Brady come because he can maybe deflate it before putting and have him come out at the 50-yard line. It's Tom Brady with a saber saw. We'll bring a saber saw out and he can just cut that baby and give one to Kelce and one to Pat. And Gronk can come out and they can walk up the tunnel winking at everybody like they did in 2018 in the AFC Championship game.
I said yesterday somebody better have a hacksaw on the sideline and cut that thing right in half.
See, Bob, Dusty, stay around these us old dudes.
Yeah.
It's like we'll give you some wisdom, man.
Hey, Mitch, we appreciate it, and I will not be mad if that call happens and you black out and you just say right there is one of the best Likens licks you'll ever see in Chiefs history. I'm biased, and you know me.
Stay focused, Dusty.
I'm gonna stay focused and watch this game on Black Friday and have a great call, Mitch. And we will listen.
Happy
to it,
Thanksgiving
and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and stay safe out there, Mitch.
Do it in moderation, Dusty. Do it in moderation. Tryptophan in moderation.
Yes, sir.
Gotta have you Friday.
Okay.
Stay focused.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mitch Holt is there, brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
How do you not get fired up listening to all these things that this football team does so well? And then you have people go, man, I don't know if they just have it this year. They're winning every freaking game.
You hear it a lot on the radio these days, but coming up on the other side, it is a Thanksgiving food version of Smash or Pass here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Do it in moderation, Dusty.